Today is the opening day of white-tailed deer season in Texas. Every hunter wants to bag a big buck with a giant rack of antlers, but sportsmen have already shot many of the trophy animals that roam America's mountains and forests. The desire to hang an impressive animal head over the fireplace has spawned a whole new industry. Deer breeding. Increasingly, hunters will pay big money to shoot a buck that's been bred for its huge antlers and raised in a pen. As NPR's John Burnett reports, the growth of this controversial business is raising a fundamental question. When is an animal no longer wild?
Dr. Scott Bugai is president of an organization called the Texas Deer Association. He's a veterinarian who raises cattle and breeds deer on his family's 400-acre ranch northeast of San Antonio. On a warm autumn evening, Bugai drives his four-wheeler across a pasture and through a series of gates into his deer farming facility.
We'll get back into the actual breeding pens where the does and the babies are.
Bugai pulls into a pen and closes the gate behind him. Taupe-colored does and baby fawns cluster at the other end. He sells mama deer for $3,000 to $5,000 each, who've been mounted by a big-antlered sire buck. Buyers use the superior offspring of these pregnant does to improve the genetics of their own deer herd or turn them loose to let paying hunters shoot them. The hunts take place on private hunting ranches enclosed in high fences that keep the trophy animals in and the wimpy ones out. To give you an idea of how this industry is growing, 7 years ago there were about 200 permitted deer breeders in Texas. Today there are nearly 1,000. The Texas Deer Association employs three lobbyists to advance its interests in Austin. Nationwide, an estimated 7,500 breeders of deer and elk are trying to create bigger and better animals to satisfy hunters' big antler envy.
Basically, you take the best and breed them to the best, and it produces something better. And it's no different than what's been done in the horse industry, the cattle industry, the sheep industry, goat industry. The only difference is this is a wildlife animal.
But that's a big difference. Horse, cattle, sheep, and goats are domestic livestock. Deer are wildlife. But you wouldn't know it looking at these gentle, well-tended animals inside Bugai's pens. Very much the 21st century cowboy. He sits in the darkening twilight, a Bluetooth wireless earpiece blinking under the brim of his white Stetson.
Society has changed. You know, this is the 21st century. Teddy Roosevelt and Daniel Boone are gone. It's a different world now. It ain't going back to the way it was.
Some hunting purists believe it's time to draw the line. The 119-year-old Montana-based hunting club Boone and Crockett, founded by Teddy Roosevelt, condemns artificial insemination of big game animals. J.R. Daly is a club official.
We believe that when we hunt, we want to hunt wild animals, and not animals that have been domesticated to any degree. Or manipulated through breeding.
Critics contend that genetically engineered trophy deer may have superior antlers, but that's about all. Bob Brown is dean of the College of Natural Resources at North Carolina State University and past president of the Wildlife Society.
The concept of hunting is to test your skills and abilities and instincts against those of a wild animal. And these animals have been raised in pens that have been fed, perhaps vaccinated, protected from predators, or the predators have been removed. What are these animals superior to?
Again, the question, are farm-raised deer truly wild? Dick Kane is a retired wildlife biologist and a rancher who sells three-day hunts for $1,500 to $2,500. He raises handsome white-tailed bucks in pens for 2 to 3 years, then releases them on his 800 high-fenced acres near the Oklahoma border. There's been criticism that these fenced hunting preserves do not allow a fair chase, wherein the animal has a reasonable opportunity to escape. Kane disagrees.
If you had it in a half acre, it probably wouldn't be. If you had it in an acre, I'd say, you know, that wouldn't be very ethical. But I promise you, on 800 acres, we've got more than 100 deer on the place, and we didn't see any as we were driving around.
Dick Kane says critics who believe that farm-raised deer are somehow tamer and therefore unfair to shoot are simply wrong.
They act just exactly like wild deer. I can't tell the difference as I'm out watching animals, whether they were raised in captivity or not. They get very wild very fast. I don't want tame bucks. I want them to be as wild as possible.
Bred bucks can act wild, but they are seldom allowed to be truly wild. Most states have outlawed the release of captive deer into the wild because of serious concerns about disease. Authorities have found chronic wasting disease, a fatal neurological illness, in farm herds of deer and elk in northern states, and they want to halt its spread to wild herds. At least four states have outlawed deer and elk farming altogether. But ultimately, the marketplace speaks louder than the qualms of regulators and hunting traditionalists. In Texas this year, a breeder paid $650,000 for a prize super buck. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.